We are learning Maseches Tainis, Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom. The Gemara said from Pasuk Yecheskel that Kohen Hedas take a haircut every 30 days. And the Gemara wants to tie it now that maybe, just like we know, a Kohen Hedyot cannot marry a Grusha, even Mizvan Hazeh, even to this day. So maybe even to this day, there's a din, a Kohen Hedyot can't grow his hair more than 30 days. It's a din. A Kohen Hedyot can't grow his hair more than 30 days. So maybe it's totally gay now. Yehachi, now we're from a Pasuk, from Yecheskel, that you can't grow your hair more than 30 days. I feel like Nami. Even Mizvan Hazeh also, a Kohen Hedyot should not grow his hair more than 30 days. And for the Gemara, there's a hekesh to suya yain. In the pasuk there, it says next to a para lo yishalechu. In Yecheskel, it says v'yayin lo yishtu. So we darshan a hekesh. Dum yada suya yain. Ma suya yain mizvan bia hu da'aser. Just like drinking wine is dafka aser mizvan bia. Only when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, bevoyom el chotzer. That's Lashon Yecheskel. And basically could have brought a pasuk in the Torah, like the Rebbeinu Gershom says. The pasuk in the Torah says, "Yain v'sheich al teisht ato v'necha itcha b'voyachem el oil moyed." Could have brought that pasuk as well. So just like v'shtu yain, we know it's dafka toli in coming to the Beis Hamikdash. V'zman biyud aser, so v'zman biyashari. Avhachin ami comes to here also, which is a hekesh to yain. Also, it's only b'shas biyah, only b'shas when you go to Beis Hamikdash, and not any other time. Is that true? So we're saying now that to cut the hair, the same as the yain, only bezman hamikdash. Break the gemara v'atayin unto the brisa. Rabbi Omer ani kahanim asur moshe yain loyelim. That's some kahanim shouldn't be able to drink wine the whole even bezman hazeh, because basically what you built al ma'esa shetekanasa kalkalasai. But because the Mashiach didn't come for so long, so therefore we are drinking wine. On my bike, man shall sit in the kahani. Chamra. These days, how do Kahanim drink wine? Karebi. And the Gemara Sadiq, which really refers to Bryce at the beginning, Bechlal, the Rabban Asri. If Rebbe says it's Mutter, what's Rabban Holy? It's Asr. And really, like Rashi speaks out, it's refers to Bryce in front of Rebbe, but we brought Rebbe down. My time, what's on Rabban? Meheire Rabban Beis HaMikdash, Ubinin Kairi Elevaita, Beleka. So comes Alfira Rabban Taka, you know, I'll drink wine. So to this day, they should also, just like Fira Rabban not drinking wine, they should be taking haircuts every 30 days. So what's pshat? Even if you make a hekesh to yayin, according to Rabbanon, you're not allowed to drink wine these days. So my answer is no. Haircut's different wine. Hochev should the Mesap of Isle. The minute Mashiach comes, they'll run to Mr. Clipper and take a haircut. Hochev should the Mesap of Isle. Yehochi. They'll go take a haircut. Yehochi, shu yayinami. What's the big deal of drinking wine also? Hochev should the Goni Porta va'ayil. He will take a nap. And then they get up and then work. Either you walk a meal, or vashina kalsu, or you sleep a little bit. Leave them a little bit. It takes away the wine. And therefore, we have Eitzah even when Mashiach comes. So tomorrow, no, it's not an Eitzah. Why? Lav miyit v'allah, Amar Nachman, Amar Avavua, loishon, with this whole idea, this Eitzah, that will work by taking a little nap or walking 2,000 amis, is only elka shasa shir revias. Only if you drank only a shir revias. Ava shasa yosem revias. If you drank more revias, you'll get more drunk doing these things. Kol shekin shederech matri dasai. The derech will make you even more drunk. Vashina mishkaratai, and also sleeping. So that only works for revias. But taking a little nap while you're very drunk won't help you. And same for a walk. And therefore, the Gemara is ending off right now. So far, the first tarot says that it's cholok. A haircut can take right away. The wine, you're stuck. Now, what? Right, drink beer. So Rashi speaks out. Nafgina is you can't drink more than that, and therefore you shouldn't drink wine. You shouldn't drink wine at all. Now, this Gemara is interesting. It says just take a nap. The Lechaira, you can't just take a nap, especially under the pressure. And Mashiach comes, you do a void. Okay, go take a nap. Go take a nap. Walk him up. This is a nap also helps. The Rashash in Masechtas, in one of the Masechtas, where there it says that you can't just go to sleep. Rashash asks his kasha. I think it's brachas. Rashash asks brachas. That Lechaira, how can you just go to sleep? The Gemara says there that you don't make a bracha when you, the Taisa there says you don't make a bracha when you go sleep in a sukkah. Why not? Because you might not fall asleep. It's not automatic to fall asleep. See, it's a sukkah kash from this Gemara. What?
It's a shinus
kappa. Yeah, even a little bit. It's not easy to fall asleep. It's when you're under pressure, you can. That's a sukkah aura from the Gemara. Like upon him, the first tarot says that haircut's possible, the other thing's not possible because more than a revias. Rav Ashi Omar, a different tarot. Rav Ashi says, Shesuyayin the machli avoyda gozbu. Shesuyayin that makes the avoyda mechul. Means if someone does avoyda while he's drinking, while he had drunk wine, then the halacha is the avoyda is possible. So the gozbu rabbanon. Pruya roish, but if someone didn't take a haircut, le machli avoyda, it's not mechal avoyda, le gozbu rabbanon. Shesuyayin says in the pasuk, it says that yayin v'sheicher al teisht, and if you do that, then it says that it's mechal da avoyda. It's mechal da avoyda. Mashenka says, but pre rosh, it does not machal avoyda. Therefore, not gozer rabbanon. Now the shaila is like this: Are you allowed to do the avoyda? Are you allowed to do avoyda while you didn't take care of God? No. So what's the difference if Mashiach might come and you're not going to be able to do avoyda because you didn't take care of God? What kind of terror is that? Because not machal avoyda. Lemaisa can't do it. So the Guru reacts his kash and he says that the fear of Ashi, the gzera wasn't that the Mashiach to come, I'm not going to be able to do avoida. The gzera is that he might jump and do avoida anyway. And if he's drinking wine, then it's to be possible avoida. If he didn't take care of it, it'll be kosher avoida. Therefore, don't make a gzera, because the whole gzera is he might come and do the avoida mitoch chavivos. And therefore, it's an afkamina. That's Rav Ashi's teretz. But the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Ashi that they don't agree to Rav Ashi. Basically, I'm going to ask you a kash. Ve'elu shem v'misa. The following things a Kohen does, he's chayev misa, which is misa de Shemayim Rashi says. Shesuya yayin, if someone goes into the Beis HaMikdash, shesuya yayin, upriya rosh. But also if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and works and does avayda with his hair too long. Vishlam shesuya yayin, v'hedik sevu, yayin v'sheicha al teisht, ato v'necha v'loy samusu. It says, you shouldn't drink wine, but if not, you're going to die, it's misa de Shemayim. El priya rosh, no, what's it become priya rosh? Teretz says, "Dichsev, v'roishom leigalechu, upera lo yishalchu." V'ksiv v'asher says, "Afterwards, the pasuk in Yecheskel, v'yayin liyistu kokayim v'yayin alchatz apnimis, v'iskish pruy roish su yayin zehekish." Mash su yayin b'misa. So su yayin, the pasuk in Teretz says, "Ato b'nechav leis b'musu." So it's b'misa. Af pruy roish b'misa. Uminei, if that's true, the same thing for chilul. In mash su yayin, the machle avaydom. Just like Shesuya Yayin, Machle Avoida, because it says, Lahav, my courage, Ben Echoil, that it's Mechol. So, Apri Reish also Hekes Machle Avoida. So, Rav Ashi assumed a certain Hanacha. He assumed that there's no Chil Avoida. He says, what do you mean? We have a first Abraith that says that there's a Misa. Why? Because it's a Hekesh. Ain't Hekesh the Mechza. If it's a Hekesh for Misa, there's a Hekesh for Chil also. So, I don't know what you're talking about. And according to Rashi, the Gemara ends off Kasha. It's a Kasha Rav Ashi. We do have a girsa that loy ki iskish lemisu the iskish av lachul avoid lo iskish, but the Rasha says the Rashi like this girsa because ain hekish lemechza, and therefore he didn't the more blive shva kasha of Ashi that sounds like that it should have chil avoida even by pre roish. Amar Rav Yehuda Ashi, this halacha pre roish hamakami dasi chakam amra. We're learning how pre roish that a kohen had they can have. Here, more than 30 days old, when he does Avoida, we learn how from Yecheskel. But Yecheskel came later on, at the end of the first base of Mikdash. Before Yecheskel came along, how did he notice halacha? Who said this? Amalei, v'tameich, I ask you to do in kasha. Hold on, v'chista. This following thing, Dovazem, Taurus Moshe l'lamanu. We learn that from Taurus Moshe, from the Torah. We did a Kabbalah, we learned it from the Nach. What halacha? It says, "Kol ben neichar or alev or al bas loyavayel mikdash l'sharzeni." You shouldn't do. The pasuk in Cheskel says that or al basar means someone's brother's died makmas mila and he couldn't do a mila. It says loyavayel mikdashi lechov ben neichar l'sharzeni. He can't come and do avayel in the base of mikdash. It's pasuk in Cheskel. So Makamid also Yecheskel Malamra, this halacha that Orel cannot do avayel in the base of mikdash before Yecheskel, who said it? Ella, what do you have to say? Gemara Gemirila. They had a Kabbalah, they had a Mesaira, that someone who's not Gemalot cannot do Avoida. But also Yecheskel, Yecheskel came and found the Makar in the Pasuk. He said in the Pasuk about this. But Avad Halacha was here before. The same thing at Pri Reish, he'll answer, the same thing. Hachinami, here also, Gemara Gemirila, they had a Kabbalah, Mesaira, that someone that a Kohen had can't have here more than 30 days old. So Yecheskel came and made a smachta from it. Akaponim. That's the Gemara answers to that. You saw it. But come on, that's the end of the Gemara. That comes out that the way we have a Gemara that lechayra it will be machli avoida just like shuiyain, And we actually don't pass like that because it must be the Rambam holds that you do Yagar's apprentices, Balak upon him. What comes out that Rav Asher's teretz basically was slugged up according to Rashi. You have to go to the first teretz that the chilek between wine and pre-roish is because of pre-roish you can take a haircut immediately when Mashiach comes. Mashiach and wine, you don't really have an etzah, or at least if you drink one of the revias. Now I'm going to go weiter in the Mishnah, explaining the Mishnah. It talks about Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis is a collection of different Yom Tovim that are midrabanan, that on the day of that Yontiv, some of them are Osir behesped and some are Osir just betainis. The first step is you can't fast, and the next step is you can't even have a hesped. So there's different levels of Yom Tovim. The Shiloh is the day before and the day after, what's the halacha? So we had it on our Mishnah, Machloikis. We had it on our Mishnah, Machloikis, Rav Yesi, and the Tanakhama, which is Rav Meir. So the first halacha was anything it says in Tainis or the Mispoid, then, which is more Chomer, the day, that day, Lefon of Osir, Ula Akrav Mutter, that's what Rav Meir holds. Before is Osir, and afterwards is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, Lefon of Vila Akrav Osir, before and after is Osir Betainis. And a day that's only Osir and fasting, there Tanakam holds Lefon of Akrav Mutter. Rabbi Yossi says, Lefon of Osir and La Akrav is Mutter. So that's the halacha of our Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Meir. So Tana Rabbanon, Ilin Yemaya, Loyus Hana Bahaim. It says in the Brisa, in Megillah's Tainis, these days you can't fast. Miksasam, even more chamer, the Lisba Bahaim. You can't say Hesped either. What are these days? We're not going to read the whole Megillah's Tainis now. We're going to go through the first two things of Megillah's Tainis. Mereish Yarcha, the Nisan, Atam Nebai, from Reish Chayesh Nisan until the eighth day of Nisan, it took him to Midah. Those days, they were fighting with the Tzedukim at that time. Tzedukim held that a Yochid could bring a Tamid. They said, it's a Kevesa Echot Tasev Avayk, a Loshin Yochid, but it's a Kevesa Shin Tasev and Abayim. So they answer back, no, it's Karbidi Lachmi, Li Yishai, Tishmeru, it has to be Loshin Rabim, it has to be from the Tzibur. And it comes to Tumor Salishka. So it's a big Machlaikis. And after these 8 days, they finalized and they won, they went Atzeach, and Atzeach, and Tzedukim, that the Tzibur brings a Tamid. So because of that, they made a Yontiv. That from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, you're not allowed to have any tainis or hesped. But mitamna bei v'atzeif medaya from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Yontif was a different Yontif. Itoysev chagat the Shavua learns for him. There was the Tzedukim is a taina that Shavua always lands up on a Sunday because they said that you bring the Omer on a Sunday. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a good guy and he wanted Klai Yisrael to have 2 days Yom Tov in a row. A Shabbos and 2 days of off from Malacha. Shabbos and a Sunday. Therefore, he was misakin that you bring the Omer on Sunday, which means Shavuos is always 49 days later, after 49 days later, which is be on a Sunday also. And that's they held, Mamachas of Shabbos, that's Pshat Mamachas of Shabbos, it's on Sunday. And Rabbi Yechel came and argued with them, and he was menaseach them, and they made a Yontif from the 8th day of Nisan until after Pesach. And we'll see why you have to do it this way. It's Pesach anyway. What if they get a Yontif from 8th day to after Pesach? And other kashas as well. As we go along, tomorrow's daf, we'll see, answer those questions. So that's what it says in the Megillah's Tainis. Omamar, Mereish Yarcha the Nisan, Ad Tamnaya Be'etukim Tamida. From Meshchoyos Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan, were Yom Tovim. Why? Because that was the days when they reinstituted that the Tamid comes from the Tzibur. So therefore, Lo Mispad, no Hesped in those days, and no fasting. Freiting Markasha, Lomli Mereish Yarcha. What do you have to do from Rish Chodesh? Rish Chodesh anyway is also a Hesped of a Tainus. Lema Matreben Nisan. Start for the second day in Nisan. Rish Chodesh Gufa Yom Tovu. Why do you have to make a Megillah's Tainus from Rish Chodesh till 8th day? Rish Chodesh Gufa Yom Tovu. V'Aser, it's also anyway. Amarav. You know what's the Geir? Lo Nitzchel Aser Yom Shofano. To ask the day before Rish Chodesh Nisan, the last day of Adar, which is Chav Tes Adar. We said in our Mishnah that according to Rav Meir and according to Rav Yossi, the day before is Aser. So if Rish Chodesh wouldn't be a Megillah's Tainis, it wouldn't be Aser the day before. So therefore, we made that day into a Yom Tov Megillah's Tainis. Great thing, tomorrow is Falam Nami, take it after Yom Shalafnei Rish Chodesh. Stop. It's the day before Rish Chodesh to be Aser. What if they make it a Yom Tov Megillah's Tainis? Let it be Aser, it's the day before Rish Chodesh. And for the Gemara, very good, my Shifan, the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, we had him in Rosh Hashanah, that have a Yoim, Shofner, Rish Chayesh, the Raisahu, with the Rais, Loi Baye Chizik, or the Rais is not the Chizik, the Tainan, the Raisa. Hayom, and Ma'ela, Ksum, and Gilas, Tainis, Lefnei, and Vachrei, and Asurim, the day before, and the day after, Zosar. Shabbosos, Vyom, and Toivim, Heina asurim, they are asur. But lefnei v'lachrei mutarim, why? Main hefesh mizel is that. What's the difference between both of them? Halalu divrei Torah. The Rosh Chodesh Yom Tovim are divrei Torah. Divrei Torah ain't tzrichim chizuk. Halalu, but the Megillah's tain is divrei seifrim. Divrei seifrim is chizuk. We need chizuk. Therefore, we ask them before and afterwards to give it chizuk, and therefore you'll keep the Yom Tov of Megillah's tainus. Mashiach Rosh Chodesh not. So again, let's recap. The question was, why do you have to make Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th day of Nisan Rosh Chodesh anyways also be mehes for tainus? Teretz is the gay day before. The day before, Chav Tazada. I ask me, Chav Tazada is anyway the day before Rosh Chodesh. Teretz is Rosh Chodesh doesn't need chizuk. Therefore, the day before Rosh Chodesh is not also behest for the tainus. Only the day itself. Masha'enkin, if now we made it into Megillah's tainus, then the day before is also. There's always a kasha here, the chayra, if anyway you're going to keep that day because of Rosh Chodesh, so what's it again, Megillah's tainus? But I in the Svarim, that speak about that kasha, about Kabbalim, the tomorrow's Teretz, to ask the day before, that's where we have to make it a Yom Tovah of Megillah's tainus.